Log Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Straight up from the voice line.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of The Betting Window on the Nerdport Network. I'm your host, Stefan Ronnie. And with me, as always,
the Zombie Master. And excuse Ronnie for practically hacking to get through that.
Yeah, well, fuck this cough. And with us, always,
Captain Stuntcock, coming straight from the world of Euro Technopop.
I thought you were going to say from the county jail.
No, not yet, but I'm telling you this. Late 90s, early 2000s, fucking technopop, super underrated.
No shit, Sherlock.
Emotional damage.
Not every day you hear a Viking talking about fucking technopop. Eat my balls.
The answer is hell no.
All I'm saying,
I don't see
because,
it.
And every-
That's a perfect segue for that. Oh, hell no.
Well, we can always talk about
Onita. Onita. Onita.
Oh, not Onita, but another Japanese guy, Otani.
Oh, I was actually just reading about that.
Yep, but first things first, if you're new to this show, welcome. If you don't know what this show is,
a shit show.
Where the
Pfizer? You're fucked.
Where the fuck have you been if you haven't listened to us?
We're a sports and sports betting podcast that talks the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the what the fuck in the world of sports and sports betting, and try to never take a fucking day off due to being sick.
I do. Fuck y'all.
Well, someone's got to keep the fucking bills paid.
That's true, man, and it's not me.
Not me either.
Yeah, Mr. No Days Off here. But yeah. Good old Otani has fired his interpreter.
Why?
Interpreter could fucking cost him big.
So apparently, I'm not even going to fucking... I was almost about to call him Mitsurugi, but I'm not even going to try to pronounce his fucking name.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Oi!
Sorry.
I need a son.
I'm sorry, that was racist.
I need a son? What is he, Tammy's kid? Listen. We all know that I need a son is my long-lost brother that doesn't know what it fucking means. Anytime he comes, I go, I need a son. They all turn around and look at me, and the orphanage just goes, no, we ain't going with you, bitch.
And that one fell flat. Wah, 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 wah.
Right, you're away from the mic.
I'm not away from the mic. I'm a little busy at the moment.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Jesus, fuck.
You forgot I had that one.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
You forgot I had that sound drop. Oh.
So you pull it apart and it looks like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, listen, darling. You know you like some from under.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
There's nothing like some good old Fumunda cheese.
The only time on this show we talk about dick cheese is whenever we're talking about Lounge Against the Machine, sir.
You know, with his cousin, I need a pudding.
Because Richard but your cheese is shit.
So, all right. So, yeah, so back to the thing. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter is accused of stealing money from Dodgers superstars to place bets with a bookie who is under investigation with the federal government. By the way, for a state that legalized gambling? Or...
Correct, but now we're heading back into that area of this, like, 1908 White Sox shit.
But not even that. Also, here's the thing. It was an underground bookie.
At that point, we got to worry about, like, point shaving. Like, there better be some fucking stiff justice here like they gave old fucking Pete Roser. I'm going to be pissed. I might go to Cooperstown and kick Commissioner butt fucking the nuts.
Well, it's the interpreter. It's not Ohtani placing the bets, so this is going to be them wiping their hands clean really quick.
Ruh-roh.
But it was up in the...
You.
What?
Fuck you, interpreter.
Oh.
Fuck you too, Ronnie.
Ruh-roh.
But apparently his debt was $4.5 million.
Oh, I could say something right now, but I won't.
$4.5 million?
$4.5 million.
$1 million. He's
you are. All I got to say about Machida over there is you are bringing a much of dishonor to the family.
Is that racist? It feels racist.
It does. It does feel a little of that.
Listen, when Shohei Ohtani is getting paid $70 million and he doesn't pay his interpreter and his interpreter owes $4.5 million in gambling debt, then bad on Ohtani because you should be taking care of your patsy.
Yeah. Dude, if the interpreter is making bets for players, you know that Ohtani was one of them.
No, it never said it was. Well, here's the thing. So
not
accused
yet.
Of no. He never. So what it's saying is he never placed bets for players. It was him making the bets for his own thing, but he was stealing money from Dodger players to make said bets.
Okay.
That's the biggest difference.
I'm going to need a little explanation.
It said, all right, spokesperson says the two-time MVP had transferred money to cover the gambling debts, which was up to $4.5 million. Wire transfers totaling at least that much money was apparently sent from Ohtani's bank to a bookkeeper.
Okay.
So Ohtani was covering his – was paying off the bookie.
It's time to do what Belushi used to do on Saturday Night Live. Good. You don't make sub right.
Yeah, obviously, this is all my fault. Everything I've done, he said. Per Thomas, I am ready to face all the consequences. The interpreter said he wagered on various sports, including the NBA, college football, but never bet on baseball, according to Thomas. I knew the rule. We had a meeting about it in the spring, he added. Apparently, he came to attention that Ohtani's representative after Times discovered the superstar's name had surfaced in an investigation of Matthew Boyer, the alleged illegal bookmaker of OC in Orange County, Cali. Lawyers are alleging that Mitsurugi used the money he apparently stole from Ohtani to place bets with Boyer. Who has yet to be charged with the crime. So stealing money from Ohtani, pretty much asking Ohtani to loan him, quote unquote, loan him money, and never pay him back to cover his gambling debt. So he doesn't get two broken kneecaps.
That money I loaned you? Loan me? I thought you gave it to me.
But apparently, some of the stuff too is. that to pay off the debt, he was never paying off the debt. He went and gambled it with the same bookie.
Well, yeah.
Got my money? Where's my money?
He's apparently like a fucking gambling addict.
Yeah, Craig Cart needs to do a piece on him.
Oh, really?
Hey, he's a recovering gambler. He actually has a show on Saturdays called Hi, My Name Is. About gambling addiction.
What's this you're saying, about a dick?
I mean...
Yeah, the dick of gambling that fucks you royally.
I mean, how do you get into the business?
Not the same way you get into some business.
Porn, wrestling, gambling, prison, you know, it's all one job. Dan Snyder.
Ooh, don't fucking lob us in there with that piece of shit.
How that man is not in jail is beyond me.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, since you brought it up.
Wasn't even a try, but okay, yeah, where are we going with this?
You make big mistake.
Did you read his bullshit apology?
Yes, I did.
Snyder put out an apology?
If you can call it that.
And it is tongue-in-cheek, all bullshit.
Also, it's kind of like Raven's apology?
No, this is less sincere.
Like, Raven's apology was a bullshit apology because... Dan Snyder's apology is a bullshit apology because he's trying to get the fucking public eye off of it.
Oh, I'm sorry for giving inappropriate massages
to children.
You know, Amanda Bynes was such a good kid. Then I got my hands on her. Wait, what?
That's why when they did the reboot of iCarly, what's-her-name didn't want to come anywhere near it.
Jeanette McCurdy?
Jeanette McCurdy wanted nothing. They wanted her on the show. Miranda Cosgrove reached out to her. The kid who played Freddy reached out to her. And
she ain't doing it.
She goes, that's a part of my life that I'd like to keep closed. It's a chapter in my life I don't want to relive.
Read her book.
Oh, I've read her book. Oh, I've read her book, and I've listened to the audio version, too. Oh, she's the amount of shit she went through for that show. Jesus Christ. She doesn't even name it. She goes, the unnamed producer. But we all know who she's talking about.
Yeah, well.
And I still remember him when he used to be on Head of the Class.
Should have been head off a cliff.
Agreed.
No arguments here.
I am not a nugget!
Woo!
What? Oh.
All right, so what do you want to tackle first?
Well, since we were on the Ohtani situation, apparently there was also a bomb threat this morning.
Against who?
Ohtani. It was actually, they had to evacuate the Seoul Korea Stadium. Yeah.
Very interesting, yeah.
The White Sox to start. Crockett is going to be their opening day starter. Rookie will be the first rookie to start opening day in 7 years for the White Sox.
Right on.
Cool.
Crockett, 6'6", left-hander, selected by Chicago, 11th overall in the 2020 amateur draft, University of Tennessee. He missed 2022 while recovering from Tommy John. For his career, he's 3-for-7, 2.71 ERA, 85 strikeouts in 73 innings. So, I mean, Chicago, what is it? The White Sox already don't think they're going to do anything, so why not give the kid a shot?
The Sox?
The White Sox.
The Sox.
You know, it's such a bummer because, in my opinion, the White Sox are such a bummer.
All right, who's going to have a worse record, the White Sox or the A's?
A's.
That's going to be close.
Right?
That's going to be a close one.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the A's are going to be worse, but
because
they did
subpar teams.
Oh, definitely.
Like, these teams need a complete overhaul and a lot of money to do so.
And they just literally got rid of their top guy in Dylan Cease.
Great.
I mean, the A's just pushed the needle by signing J.D. Davis, who was released by the Giants.
That's one star more than so they each have one star.
Let's see how much they signed him for. Let's see, what did they sign? He signed a 1-year, $2.5 million contract with the A's. So a one-year deal.
So Fangraft is actually projecting, get ready for this, the A's to have the fourth worst record in the league.
Who they got projected to be the first?
The Rockies.
Really?
You see, I don't buy that because the Rockies are a scrappy team, so.
I do, man. The Rockies aren't the team that they were, like, in the late 90s, even into the mid-2000s.
Rockies, Nationals, the Sox, and then they have the A's winning 73 games.
Really?
That's a stretch, dude.
I'm off a fan graph. This is an algorithm.
But I'm sorry. I think that with the limited potential, limited star power, the limited no marquee names, nobody that jumps out the page that's going to be, oh my God, the next great. You know what? I don't see the A's winning more than 50 games.
We don't know that.
True.
We don't know that.
But I don't
It's still preseason ball. We don't know shit.
But I don't see. I'm going to say I think the A's are going to win maybe 50 games, a little bit more than 50 games. But I don't think they're going to win more than that.
Like, I don't agree with this right now because they have the Royals only winning 76 games.
See, the Royals. See, the
Royals. Kansas City Royals.
I know you don't like the Royals, dude. I know this.
I want them motherfuckers to relocate. That's what I want.
Well, you want the Chiefs to relocate.
I want both of them to relocate.
To where?
I don't give a fuck. Anywhere. They could literally go any fucking where. I don't care. Let Chicago have three teams. I don't give a shit.
Like,
get those fucking ugly-ass blue fucking Royal uniforms out of Missouri. And get those shitty-ass fucking Chiefs uniforms out of Missouri.
One difference between the Chiefs and the Royals, the Chiefs actually win titles.
They used to not. Does anyone remember the Trent Green days?
I do.
Yeah, so do I.
I do, too.
Concussion.
And I also remember, unfortunately, watching the Royals become back-to-back world champions.
And the brain damage.
We all get that from watching that World Series.
The Dame Bramage.
And the brain damage.
Dame Bramage.
Yeah.
Both teams are actually looking to relocate because they want new stadiums. They want upgrades to the stadium. Okay, Kauffman Stadium fucking sucks.
Have you ever been in
it? The only cool thing that ever happens at fucking Kauffman Stadium is the fucking actors that do this. And we can keep it there. We can do that game yearly. I'm good with that.
Have you ever been in that stadium?
Yes, I've been to Kauffman Stadium.
Where'd you sit? I mean, were you near, were in the nosebleeds, or were you anywhere near that water fountain that they got out there? Or
I was not near the water fountain. I was on third baseline.
Okay.
Busch Stadium, I have sat in every section. I have sat in the nosebleeds, and I will tell you there is not a bad seat in the house.
I've heard that about that place.
But, like, the Chiefs want more money, or they're going to relocate. They want a new stadium.
Well, the thing that I don't like about what the Chiefs are trying to do is the Chiefs want taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, they want the city, the people to pay for it. So fucking what, dude? So fucking what? The Rams brought St. Louis World Championships, and we split the cost of the upgrades. I mean, we got fucked by Kroenke in the end, but we fucked him right back. Bush Stadium, anytime there's upgrades to Bush, that's split with the taxpayers. But for Kansas City to be like, no, we want the taxpayers to pay for it. We just brought them a world title. Okay, fuck Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Fuck the rest of your starting lineup directly in the asshole.
So you're going to say fuck flat-ass Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Much included with fucking Travis Kelce. Like, you'd have to fuck her to fuck him because she's up in that ass. Allegedly. And when I say allegedly, I mean I just made that shit up. The fact that they want the taxpayers to pay for all of it is fucking me up, and I am 100% cool with them relocating. Bye-bye. Adios. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care. Maybe if we get rid of the Kansas City Chiefs, St. Louis can get another team.
Bring in the Raiders.
I don't care who. Anyone. Bring in fucking anyone.
So, this is interesting.
What's that?
Breaking 5 hours ago, coming out of Mexico City. The New York Yankees will play a Mexican League team called the Diablo Rojos. The Red Devil. Starting pitcher for the Diablo Rojos.
Any fucking powers.
Close. Another guy that can't keep his fucking mouth shut sometimes. Trevor, I am innocent. Someone fucking sign me Bowers.
Powers, Kenny Powers, pretty damn close.
Yeah, I said close enough. Bauer cleared to play in the Mexican League because was never convicted of sexual assault, according to executive president from the Diaz. Bauer is a 2020 Cy Young, started five games. He slated to start five games for the Diablo Rojos, including a weekend exhibition game against the New York Yankees.
Oh, boy.
He's been doing – the Dodgers had him do a backyard game. So now it's a game it's a legit game against the Yankees. Other places are clearly giving him another shot. Maybe outside of the United States because they see that he can still pitch. We've said it multiple times. We kind of would like an answer on why no one from major leagues is giving him a shot.
I have my theories, which I've gone into in the past. And it's like I said to you earlier, Ronnie, he's...
But you can't say the media stuff because every other person that's given a shot had worse media behind this.
I know, but you see, he's got an itchy twatter finger.
So does Donald Trump.
We're not going down that road.
What I'm saying, though, is it's not illegal to be on Twitter. It's soon to be illegal to be on TikTok, but...
Look, I'm not saying it's illegal to be on these, you know, social media platforms, but he wonders why he's not getting a gig, making half-assed comments on Twitter, Instagram, and where other social medias. They might be reading that going, all right, you know what? He's too much of a liability with his mouth.
But to say stuff on Twitter should not matter. Like, that's the thing. Can he still pitch? I mean, clearly it's showing that he can.
Can he still pitch? Yeah, I haven't seen any of his game. I haven't seen any of his games.
Go, it's all on his YouTube. He's literally been posting every one of his starts on his YouTube.
What about you, Ryan? What do you think of this situation?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. What are we talking about?
Mr. Bauer and his itchy twatter finger.
Oh, I don't give a fuck, man. Everybody's got First Amendment right to say whatever the fuck they want.
No, but my thing is, do you think that's what's keeping him from getting signed by somebody?
No, it's more or less the stigma around it. And that is what it is. But
and people
saying like fucked up or fucking social media or in real life, like I don't give a fuck about none of that. That's whatever. People need to quit getting caught up on stupid little shit they got no control over. Somebody wants to say some fucked up shit, that's cool, man. Go ahead and say it. You don't got to agree with it.
True.
People make too big a deal of fucking what people say on fucking Twitter. Let me tell you something. Look at everyday people, like the people that you run into as fucking NPCs, dude. Say whatever you want to them. It doesn't matter.
I mean, you're not wrong.
People need to quit getting hung up on small shit like what somebody fucking says on Twitter. That's what I'm saying. It's more of the stigma around him that's keeping him from getting signed than what he says on fucking social media. All right, we had a president that fucking was on Twitter, you know, calling like Rosie O'Donnell a fat bitch, which was hilarious, by the way, because she kind of is. just putting that out there.
How do you really feel?
Tell me when I'm telling a lie.
just because you're right doesn't mean you're correct.
In this instance, I am both right, and,
both right and correct.
Check and checkmate.
But, like, people need to quit getting caught up on that shit. The fact of the matter is, dude can play. Somebody needs to take a shot on him. Oh, there's the whole fucking shit around him for why he was, you know, pulled. Doesn't matter. It was all bullshit anyway. People are afraid because they don't want the negative press. But they forgot the number one rule of a brand. No such thing as bad press.
And I'm sorry, I'll stand by it when I said this. Deshaun Watson, Michael Vick,
Ray Rice,
Ray Lewis. I don't think Ray Lewis was ever convicted.
No, he wasn't.
But for the most part, most of these guys in the NFL and even Major League Baseball have some of the worst offenders too, and some of them, most of them were still given a second chance. Bauer at least is getting another chance to face Major League pitching. And we'll see what he does against the Yankees. Yeah, we'll see what happens when he faces the Yankees and see what happens. But, again, it has nothing to do with – he can say whatever he likes on fucking Twitter. That shouldn't hold him back from getting a job. It's not like – he's going up against the Associated Press and saying it to the press. Like a...
Even if he is, he's allowed to.
Oh, he's allowed to, yeah. Like LeBron does. And,
all right.
Yeah. But first things first. Hello, Christian.
What's up,
brother?
Hello.
What's up?
We're just talking about Trevor Bauer is... going to be in the Mexican League pitching for the Rojos in a exhibition game against the Yankees.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that just broke 5 hours ago.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I've been warming up for this.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, buckle up.
Got all my stretches out the way.
Uh-oh.
I think this whole thing with the speculations on Bauer and where he's going and what he's doing and all that, I think this is going to fall into the category of like celebrity worship, where everybody's so concerned about what's going on with him. But let me ask you guys a question. Trevor Bauer didn't play baseball and was just some fucking weirdo into kinky sex down the street. Would you give a fuck?
I think it would still make news.
No. He's not a baseball player.
No, I'm saying even what is it? I think it would still make news.
Right. He's just some dude down the road that's into kinky sex. Does anybody care?
Probably not.
Christian, would you care?
Not at all. You know, come on now. Ryan, what do I know?
I know. I was asking a rhetorical question. I know. But, like that's the thing. If he was just some random dude, this conversation doesn't happen.
Exactly.
No, you're right. You're right.
People need to let that shit go. Leave it in the past. He's apparently paid.
Just
treat the fucker like he is. He's any other dude on the street. So he plays a professional sport. Okay, cool. Let's make that a non-fact.
I think it's more the fact that...
If you pull away the fact that he's a celebrity and you wouldn't give a fuck if this was just some dude down the street, don't give a fuck now.
Exactly.
Nothing changes because he's got a fucking high-paying, fucking nationally televised job.
No, but I also think when it comes down to, hey, he's got this job and he's in the prime of his career, and you're deliberately not giving him a job, even though he did nothing illegal.
Right, and that's because of the controversy that surrounds him from what the media did.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you're going with. All right.
Look, the media vilified him for some reason. That's why I said that if he was just some random dude on the street,
he'd be at his 9-to-5 job.
9-to-5 job. Yeah. Fucking Joe Schmo down the street that's into super kinky sex. Does anybody give a fuck?
No, and it's probably never going to see the heart of trial because what does the woman have to gain from it?
Right. But the fact that he's got a high-paying job, his job is nationally televised, people want to make a big deal out of it. It's celebrity worship. It's bullshit. Prime, he's got to go play ball in Mexico, which, I mean, good, he's getting to play ball, but when was the last time, honestly, when was the last time anybody was like, fuck, I need a new DVD player. Buy the one from Mexico because it's top quality.
Well, let's face it. When he was in China, no one cared. No one... I actually went out and found his games because I actually like his pitching. Like, I'm a fan. I have legitimately have always been a fan of Trevor Bauer. I would go and find his YouTube stuff. I was the first one to talk about his 10-inning no-fucking-hitter, which I'm sorry. What? 10 innings, no hit ball. That's impressive.
Oh, it is impressive. It is impressive. I will grant you that.
But it went over deaf ears because it's Trevor Bauer in China. If Trevor Bauer did that here in Major Leagues, it's on SportsCenter every fucking 20 minutes. That's the thing. It's the media would be going, holy shit, look what he did. Look what he did. It would be on the cover of every fucking ESPN, every website. It would be on ESPN. It would be on The Score. It would be on Caesars. It would be everywhere. But because it was in China, no one gave a shit. Am I wrong?
No.
No, you're not.
But the man's still making a living, at least. I'm happy the guy is still making a living because he's making, like, five figures. He's making 5-6 figures doing fucking YouTube shit where he's training other college kids.
I just think we've gotten to a point as a society where, like, the celebrity worship of fucking actors, musicians, and fucking sports stars has fucking jaded the public view of humanity.
I agree with that.
Christian, what about you? Do you have a take on this or no?
I don't really know a lot about it, so I can't really say what happened.
So, I was about to say the joke. So Beyonce's music video, country?
Okay.
There's me and Ryan were talking about this the other day. You know the new album that Beyonce put out?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, where there's one song that she's putting out that is like, The This Ain't Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And a country station refuses to play it because they don't classify it as country.
I mean, she ain't no country. She's not a country artist. So what's the problem?
Because she used a sample of The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Kenny Rogers. Welcome to Jackass.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
But, oh, well, it's country. Yeah, and Taylor Swift is country. She was.
No, she's not.
It'd be like saying Taylor Swift is hip-hop.
Have you ever seen her? Have you ever seen her cover with T-Pain?
I don't want to.
It's on. It's an SNL skit. It's actually
that's
really
cute.
Funny.
I don't want to.
It's actually really funny.
Yeah, that's like saying Drake is hip hop. He's not.
Bitch, Drake isn't impressive since he was on Degrassi.
No, Drake is impersonator. He's an impersonator. Drake don't write his music.
Drake got famous for getting shot.
Yeah, I still call that motherfucker Wheelchair Jimmy.
Degrassi
that's
what he high.
Gonna be to me.
Fuck you, Aubrey Graham.
Canada Drake.
Drake. No, it ain't motherfucker. His name is Aubrey.
Yeah, like. I'm not...
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
He's a fucking winner.
So, all right. So, to let you in, so what the story is the, remember we were talking last week about the whole Trevor Bauer thing and him not getting signed?
Right.
Christian.
I think we lost Christian. I think that Wheelchair Jimmy joke really sent him off of the edge.
Christian, you still there?
I think so.
There we go. There you are.
Go for you.
Why am I on screen?
Don't know why you're on screen. I don't see you on screen.
I don't see you on screen either.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm about to say, hey, I was ranting too, and then Skype decided it wanted to be, oh, there we go. Okay, cool.
They were fans of Bobby Graham, that's why.
And then Skype decided it wanted to be racist and cut the motherfucker off. Nah, like, I hate...
They're fans of Degrassi, I guess.
No, whatever. No, like, seriously, I hate when you have so many of these guys trying to be hard on social media. Like, females ain't the only one with long-ass display names on Facebook. Johnny Boy Williams. Okay, Alfred. Sit your ass down.
Okay, Alfred.
Alfred.
Okay, Thurgood.
Thurgood, Jesus.
His name, Wilfred. He talking about selling drugs on social media.
Oh,
shut black ass down, Wilfred.
Jesus.
Yeah, don't get me started on Drake, dude. He's so pathetic.
It's getting deep in here.
But no, so anyway, so what I was saying before is that, which we talked about it last week, and we talked about how he's not getting a job and we don't understand why.
Who, Trevor Bauer?
Yes.
Probably because of everything surrounding him.
But Mexico, the Mexican League, is hiring him to come in to pitch in the exhibition in the spring training game against the Yankees.
And when's that exhibition game?
I will double check what day that is. They hired him for a week. They gave him a week contract. Pretty much, I guess it would be considered a week tryout. When is the game against the Yankees? Let's see. A weekend exhibition, so it would probably be this weekend.
Well, it's the last real big weekend you can do before spring. Before the regular. I mean, the regular season starts next week for some teams.
The regular season started yesterday, or this morning, in reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Are they televising that? Because I'm actually trying to see if they're televising that. Because I will watch it, because Bauer, like, literally, Bauer still draws ratings. Doesn't say if he does, but, I mean, I'll keep an ear out and I'll text it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with that being said, though, like, it is a – it's something that at least he's getting a chance to face big league pitching. Again, like, to see if he still has it. Because if he has it, and he's striking out, like, if he's striking out Aaron Judge or Soto, then kind of have to, like, wouldn't you take the opportunity in a team that, again, doesn't have pitching?
But here's my one other question. All right, let's play devil's advocate. Now, okay, he pitches well against the Yankees and strikes out Judge and Soto and all that stuff. Then they sign him to a contract, right? Minor league deal, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And he pitches great the first 2 months, and then after that 2 months, he starts shitting the bed. Does he disappear, or does he still try to get another job elsewhere?
If they're allowing him to go work other places, you let him go work other places. But if he's a minor leaguer, you can cut bait with him and not have to worry. That's the beauty of having a minor league deal or having just the league minimum. You can literally cut bait with the guy and it means nothing.
I've got on record, I still think he's a liability for any team that brings him in. They're just bringing nothing but bad luck towards them because of just, regardless of what everybody, you know, he's innocent. Look, I understand he's innocent. I'm not going personal there. I think he's just toxic for the game right now. I don't think he's...
Can I ask you something?
What's toxic for the game?
Well, hold on. Right. I'm going to get to that. Give me 1 second. That's where the question's going.
All right, go ahead.
What is your reasoning for the fact that you don't think he shouldn't get another chance? Besides how he, like, okay, we're not talking outside the field.
Look, and I've gone on the thing and said, look, if he wants to try to do that, great. I'm not telling him he shouldn't get attempted. But what I'm saying is there's just – Christian said it before. He said the word stigma. There is a stink attached to his name, regardless of innocence or guilt. There's a stigma that's always going to be attached to his name. He's always going to have – it's going to be like that dark cloud that follows Charlie Brown around. It's always going to be there, positive or negative. And if a team's trying to build, you know, better their reception towards fans, they want to bring in new fans, they want to bring in more female fans, more male fans, more kids, whatever the situation calls for. You're going to hire a guy that, regardless of innocence or guilt, has got that attached to him.
But that's what
I'm trying to say. Look, I don't care. I'm not saying if he can pitch, great. You could pitch. I'm not telling you you can't try to get a job doing what you do. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying his name has got a stigma attached to it. This is why Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame, because he's got a stigma attached to his name, and Commissioner Buttfuck doesn't want to let that go.
But
you're doing the same thing by not letting this go. He was found.
I'm not saying I'm not allowing him to play. I'm just saying.
How does him liking kinky sex off the field have anything to do with what he did in the ring?
Field, not ring.
I'm going.
He's not Triple H, damn it.
No, I'm going with the football analogy, and that's where my mind went, on the field.
Right.
Look,
It's not like fucking Benoit is family. That affected his in-ring status.
True. But what I'm trying to say is.
Sex. Oh, well, dude. What business is that?
Look, I don't care. I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about...
That's where the stigma comes from.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's because, A, it's not only what he did with that. He's also has a tendency to have diarrhea of the mouth. Says things about certain teams and or players. He's gone on record in the past. I remember when he got pulled from a game. Terry Francona tried to pull him from a game, and he didn't want to leave, so he yeeted the ball into fucking center field.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's defying your manager. That's telling your manager, yeah, I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm doing what I want to do.
Okay, can I just say one thing? But yet, Carlos Rodon was ready to curse out Aaron Boone and the last, his last outing, but shut his fucking mouth because Joe Torre was going to come out. He even said that to the media, that he was ready to curse out Aaron Boone for not giving him one more batter. Then Torre stepped out, and he shut his mouth.
Well, you know what? He was – he did the smart thing because he knew there would be repercussions from it.
But if he – but no. But if he said something – if he cursed out Aaron Boone, then it shouldn't matter. Yeah, okay, it was Torre that stepped out. Great. But he was still ready to cuss out Aaron Boone, his manager.
And that's
a
shit.
On a spring training game.
That, I'm sorry, that right there, that's showing disrespect for your fans and for your team that pays you.
That's also showing that you have a competitive spirit.
Yeah, you can have a competitive spirit all you want, but there's got to be, when you're a professional athlete, wrestling, basketball, baseball, football, whatever its situation is, and I don't think you guys are going to disagree with this, when you're on that field, doing what you do, whatever sport it is, you have kids in that stadium that are looking at you like a god.
Okay, that's problem number one.
Let me get my point across so you can say whatever you want. But by you doing what you're doing, these kids see this. What if that kid does the same thing to his coach? If he doesn't want
to
come out of a game,
then you need.
Well, a pro did it. Why can't I do it?
He's going to do it.
That's like me saying I watched Michael Jordan and I'm going to bet $100,000 on a putt. Oh, Jordan did it.
Like,
a parent.
Screaming, coaches screaming at players, and players screaming at coaches. That happens throughout all levels of sports.
But also, too, when you're talking about...
I remember getting into a yelling match with my high school football coach.
But, Ryan, we're also talking to... What he's talking about is like kids. Well, guess what? Then if the father sees that, he should kind of be a parent and, you know, tell the kid, hey, knock that shit off. You're playing a game.
It's not even that.
Check the ego at the door.
It's not even that. Like, I don't know of anybody. I do not know of anybody that is like... I don't know of any basketball player that watched Rodman fucking headbutt a referee and they're like, fuck, that's how you take care of that. I've never seen another fucking basketball player go fucking Sprewell and choke their coach.
Go Bobby.
Like there's two holes in that theory already.
But
that's a simple thing of right and wrong. Whenever you're competitive, you don't want to come out.
I'll tell you right now, I played defensive end, I played baseball, I played third base. I never wanted to come out, and I've gotten to shouting matches with my coaches.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to happen. At some level, it's going to happen.
I understand that, and you're not wrong. I'm just saying, when you're a professional athlete getting paid to do this, you got to be mindful of what you do on and off the field, because it will tarnish your reputation with fans ownership. That's the point I'm trying to get across.
That's only because we put these people on such a high pedestal.
Exactly. You see, that's my point. These people put wrestlers, actors, actresses, baseball players, football players, so on and so forth. You make these people, you turn them into gods.
So,
and then when the gods do wrong, your first instinct is to strike out against those gods.
I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to use a player. Christian can also back up, and he'll answer this. There's actually two, and it's two ends of the spectrum.
Not one Garrett Cole, is it?
No. One is Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player of our generation that we've seen live. Complete douchebag off the court.
Yeah, he is. That motherfucker is the devil.
reincarnated.
But every kid wanted to be, no pun intended, just like Mike. Because even when we were younger, we didn't know what, because the media, because we didn't have really the internet, so we didn't know what he did off the court. It was what was on television, what we saw on the court. We saw him being an asshole to Phil, to Scotty, to Rodman. He was a complete asshole on the court, but he was one of the best that ever did it.
Yeah.
But then you go back and look at it now, sending, oh, I'm going to bet Charles Barkley $100,000 on a 3-foot putt that I'm going to make it. Play the Knicks the night game, then drive to Atlantic City, play $5,000 hands of blackjack in the fucking casino.
You heard why he and Barkley aren't friends anymore, right?
Wasn't it because of the putt? One of the
putt?
No,
that has nothing to do with it.
What was
you
the
ever
reason?
Heard the reason?
I probably did. I forget.
Remember when Jordan took over the Charlotte Bobcats, the Hornets, or whatever they were called?
Yes.
Washington, what's it, the Washington Wizards or something?
No, that's
or?
Who he played with before he retired.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a part of an
Charlotte,
older. He was,
Charlotte.
Yeah, he was the owner of the Charlotte Bobcats.
Bobcats that turned into the Hornets, or the Hornets that turned into the Bobcats that turned back into the Hornets. He just gave up the rights.
Did we lose Christian again?
I don't know. Christian, if you hear this, just restart when you come back, because I have no idea what the hell is going on. You there?
He's been Aubrey'd again.
Oh, boy. They're coming after him. Wheelchair Jimmy's coming after him.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
It's the Make-A-Wish. It's the Make-A-Wish R-Truth fan. What the hell?
I tell you, you shouldn't have said Aubrey, because ever since you said that, Wheelchair Jimmy, they're coming after you, dude.
All right, go back to the Bobcat.
Nah, because Barkley was on, you know, on TNT doing his job, which is being an analyst, and he said that Jordan wasn't all that good of an owner, and Barkley wasn't wrong.
And then the other player, and I'm going to say this, there's no slander to this, because he was one of the greatest players on. And what he did off the field,
you better
is,
be respectful.
Is Derek Jeter?
What about him?
In the media's eyes, baseball, he was a great role model for kids, for everything. Then you start finding shit like the gift baskets, and you realize there was
classy
some
gentleman he is.
Yes. With some NDAs and shit like that.
Well, we could have just left Cab Fare on the damn dresser and said, get out. At least the kid.
But what I'm saying is, though,
I wouldn't have even left Cab Fare. I would have told your bitch ass to get a fucking Uber.
But what I'm saying.
Cheap motherfucker.
But what I'm saying.
I was giving him Cab Fare, Jesus Christ.
But hold on. But what I'm saying is, though,
you got a smartphone. You better be smart and use your phone.
Christian, are you something you want to tell us about or something?
I know all I need to.
But what I'm saying is, though, is Jeter, on and off the court, stayed out of the public eye.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which in New York City is
damn near
impossible.
What?
But then,
to stay out of
the public
eye
in
New York.
Yeah, how he did that, I don't know how he did that.
But then you find out he never officially approved it, said it was legit, but then you find out that he's clean, but he was dirty, too. He was dirty
Jeter?
Clean. Yeah.
Never
as, like, a public figure, but then you started finding out some of the shit, like the kinky shit he was into. Like I said, the gift basket. That type of shit. Like, you found certain things out that didn't ruin his image because it was like, all right, he's an adult. Whatever. It should be the same thing here. But what I'm saying is, though, is Jordan had never had a stigma. But yet, Jordan was one of the biggest assholes that should have had a stigma.
But it's like you said, that was pre but, internet days.
But it's but here's the thing, Jordan is that good. Let's just flip it. He's not as good as Jordan, but LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep his fucking mouth shut, yet people praise the fuck out of him.
You know who else could kind
of
be? You know who else could be mentioned in that category of guys that you're mentioning right now?
Who?
Kobe.
Yeah. Oh, Kobe, dude. You want to talk about intensity and shit? Him, the story about him on the USA team.
What, when he ran into Pau Gasol?
Yes!
Okay, what's the problem with it?
No, nothing. I'm saying, though, is you want to talk about John, you want to say about how Bauer was disrespecting his coaches and stuff like that? Kobe, in a nonchalant game against, who are they playing, the Czech Republic?
Yeah. No, Spain.
Spain completely trucked one of his teammates and got in his teammate's face and was acting and pretty much was being a competitor. He didn't have to do that, but he set the tempo. He's gotten into, oh, God, how many times has him and Shaq gotten into screaming matches? How many times has him and Phil Jackson gotten into shouting matches?
Yeah.
They're professional athletes. Everyone has an ego. You wouldn't be making that much money and not have an ego.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Like, I'm doing okay.
The hell was that?
My phone.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that was my
phone. Like, I like the fact that he's at least getting shots in other places, but I just wish he... Especially with the fact that Major League Baseball right now can't seem to get anybody. Pitching is coming very... Not very thin, but, like, you know, the Mets and the Yankees could, like, I'm sorry, lose your fucking egos. You kind of need pitching. The Mets kind of need pitching, and the Yankees, at least for the next 2 months, need pitching.
Well, the Mets need pitching for the next 2 months, too, because Senga's probably not coming back until June. They keep saying May, but he ain't coming back until June.
And Cole's not starting back up for 1 to 2 months. So I would say he's not going to start throwing for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Garrett Cole, you're not going to see him until at least the end of the All-Star, you know, right after the All-Star break or maybe even August 1st. You're probably not going to see him until late July, early August at the latest. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful, Christian,
mm-hmm.
but just the way it looks like it seems to be that's the path of least resistance when it comes to Garrett Cole and the Yankees' investment in him. They're like, we got a lot of money invested in this guy. Rather have him a third of the way than none of the way.
Well, the other thing is, too, is they have years invested in him. It's not even the money.
That's what I mean. They got a lot invested in him, both in money and in years.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the Yankees are going to be a better team this year. I do. Just got to stay healthy. That's it.
That's the big thing. So how many more years does Cole have on his contract?
I know he's signed a 9-year deal.
I think he's got...
Like 4 or 5.
Four or five, yeah. That's what I was going to say. And he's got an opt-out after one of the years. I think it's either this year or next year he's got an opt-out.
Here we go. I'll pull it up.
And then I got to talk some serious Jets acquisitions with you, Christian. I got a lot of questions.
Okay.
What is it? He has the opt out after this year.
And you know what? He's not gonna opt out after this year.
No, I don't think he is either.
No, he's staying.
After what Boris has been doing, and just how all the other free agent pitchers have been, why risk it? He still has another 4 years of leverage on him, and. It's $36 million a year. I don't think...
Boris is another fucking joke in baseball. It's another guy that needs to go.
Because he's going to end his career as a Yankee.
Oh, definitely. Well, more than definitely. How old is he now?
He'll be 33 this year.
So at the end of the contract, he'll be what?
38.
Not 38 or 39?
38. He'll be an unrestricted free agent at 38.
Yeah, I don't see him going anywhere. He's going to finish his career with the Yankees. If not, if he does sign a new contract, it'll be a 1 or 2 year deal with somebody. But I don't see him leaving the Yankees.
Oh no, you know what? He is going to opt out. So here's something on Garrett Cole's contract that I actually am impressed with. He can opt out, and then the Yankees can claim him as a void opt out and give him a 10th year for $36 million.
But with the injury, I don't know.
Well, no, I'm saying is they'll give him, because right now he's got 4 years. 2029, he's an unrestricted free agent. He can opt out this year. They'll pick him up for the 10th year, and he's good until 38, and that'll be his last year probably in the league.
Well, like I said, it's going to be an interesting offseason with the Yankees and him, but
I mean by 2029 he'll be in the league for almost 15 years.
And he spent what? First five and a half with Pittsburgh and 1 year with Houston.
Houston.
And then the rest
two with Houston.
All right, now here's my question.
Six, six with six with the Pirates.
All right, so let's play this game. He plays the rest of his career out with the Yankees. He's getting Hall of Fame discussion. He gets into the Hall of Fame. What cap does he don? Yankees or Pirates? I don't count the Astros because he didn't spend that much time there. It's either going to be a Pirate or Yankee. Which do you think?
Did they win a chip in 18?
He was on that championship team with the Astros. He won a title with them.
He might have done that.
No,
he
didn't win a title with them.
I thought he did.
No.
Oh, he did.
They were in the that was 2019 when they made it, when they lost to Washington.
Okay, but to answer the question, he's got three hats to wear: Houston, New York Yankees, Pittsburgh Pirates. Who do you think he dons the cap of? Yankees or Pirates?
Probably the Yankees, because that's what he's done his most.
I need to know why this shit keeps cutting me off.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Wheelchair Jimmy, I'm telling you.
Fuck him.
Statistically wise, he's pitched better in New York.
Christian, you agree or disagree with that?
With what?
Garrett Cole going in the Hall of Fame as a Yankee.
No, I don't.
Okay, you cut. I got you.
And they cut him off again. Jimmy cut him off again.
Knock it off, Jimmy.
Get that wheelchair off his damn power cord, man.
But send that fucking goth chick to fucking chill you out.
He's gonna be furious when he comes back on. What about you, Ryan? Before he comes back, Garrett Cole, a Pirate or a Yankee?
More than likely Yankees, but I mean, if we're going to go by where he, had his biggest hot streak, I'd probably say Pittsburgh.
Question is they never made the playoffs when he was in Pittsburgh, did he?
They didn't. They never made the playoffs, dude. But he was an ace in Pittsburgh.
And that's all. He was the only ace they had in Pittsburgh.
Maybe he'll go with the Pittsburgh hat.
When did Christian's favorite player leave Pittsburgh?
Oh, McCutcheon?
No, A.J. Burnett.
See, this is what I thought.
Oh. See, that brought him back.
Look, Ronnie, I'm the definition of shoot first and ask no questions.
He's going to get wheelchair Jimmy after you, Ronnie.
No, I didn't even ask. Just shoot your ass and kneecap.
Actually, I'm actually curious. When did he leave to go to New York?
Who, Angel?
Yeah.
I can look it up. Fuck.
Be careful, wheelchair Jimmy's got his...
I got it right
here.
God, A.J. Burnett used to make me so mad.
Dude, that... Wow, okay. Rookie Garrett Cole and A.J. Burnett was 1-2. That's insane.
That is nuts.
A.J. Burnett used to pick
2011, he was in New York. Then 2012, he was in Pittsburgh.
And before that, he was with the Marlins, right?
He came from Toronto to New York.
I thought he was with the Marlins.
He was. He started with the Marlins from 99 to 05. From 06 to 08, he was Toronto. 09 to 11 was New York. And then from 12 to 15 was Pitt.
And he retired.
Sorry. I'm wrong. He had a stint in 2014 with Philly.
That's right. He was with the Philadelphias. Yeah.
He was 8-18.
And that's when he called it a career, no?
No, he went back to Pittsburgh for the 2015 season.
And then he quit.
Then he retired.
And Christian was through that day. Christian threw a party.
I mean, he wasn't bad at particular times, but he was just so inconsistent. Like, I remember the first time I saw him pitch in 09, and I used to have a pretty good track record every time I saw the Yankees play those god-awful White Sox. Because there was one time where every time I was in the stands when the Yankees played the White Sox, the Yankees never lost. And then 2009, Ajoke Bernat comes in and gives up 6 runs in 2 innings. He didn't even make it to the 3rd inning. And the Yankees
really?
Got killed in that game. Oh, what a day.
Right.
Oh, so no, you never answered the question because you got cut off by Wheelchair Jimmy. Pittsburgh or Yankees if Gerrit Cole were to go in the Hall of Fame?
I say he go in the Yankee.
Yeah.
He's done his – I mean, the Cy Young as a Yankee pretty much locks it in, unless he – even if he wins a chip.
Yeah, just like I think CeCe is going in next year as a Yankee.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, CeCe definitely will go in as a Yankee because he only spent, what, 5 years with Cleveland, 1 year with Milwaukee, and the rest of his career was with the Yankees.
Yeah, and we got him in the prime of his career.
Yeah. And for as big as he was, he still pitched like a champion, man.
Oh, yeah. He was a fat motherfucker.
I said big. I ain't calling nobody fat.
He was fat.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I got a better one. Hold on.
There we go.
Hey, that's the way to do it. What's the breaking news?
It has to be with the Yankees.
Uh-oh.
They are back in contact with Jordan Montgomery.
Is it official, or is it they're talking to him?
They are talking again. They are now back in contact with him.
That wouldn't be a bad pickup for them to get him back. He knows the stadium. He knows the fan base. That's the perfect guy to bring back.
I mean, it's going to probably be for a 2-year deal, a 1 year and a 1 year opt.
Well, he's a Boris client, so you know he's going to get a shitty contract because he's got Boris as a fucking client.
But the Yankees right now need pitching.
So do the fucking Mets. I'm surprised they haven't talked to him yet. But see, I think the Mets have something different. They got a lot of minor league pitching that might be ready for the majors this year. That's probably why they're staring away from the guys like that. Because they got three or four guys in AAA that could come up and start at a moment's notice. So maybe that's why they stayed away from Snell and Montgomery.
Christian, it's your team. What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, me personally, if I were Jordan Montgomery, you know, I give them both middle fingers because you traded me, and now you want me back. But then again, it's a business. Nah, I love him because, like John said, he's familiar with everything, and the Yankees kind of need that stability now. Like, it's going to take a group effort to replace Gerrit Cole.
Yes, it is. It's going to rotation,
you know,
by committee, yeah.
Gerrit Cole, the ace.
Christian, you're not going to win that argument, so stop
saying
it. Yes,
I am. You know what that means every time he says Gerrit Cole is not an ace? You know what that means? He don't know shit.
Oh, just like Giancarlo actually can murder a ball. He hit a three home runs today.
You can go to
spring training.
Yeah.
And then watch. Then watch.
Last Carlo.
Then next week he's gonna be out for the season because he's like 4 months pregnant.
No, he's got all those home runs. He's gonna get a splinter in his pinky and can't hit.
Or he's gonna get hit like in the dick with a mosquito bugger.
What the fuck?
Where do you come up with these?
No, I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know,
hurt.
But I really enjoy them.
Mosquito bugger?
Nah, he's the Anthony Davis of baseball.
Ryan, you got to find a way to use that in a promo somewhere.
Thank God you didn't see Anthony Weiner.
Well, it goes right with mosquito booger, so it works perfectly. So.
Yeah, and Ryan, if you're going to use that, God damn it, you better give me my credit.
He'll call some guy in the ring, he'll call him mosquito booger.
No, but seriously, like, I just don't know. The one thing with the Yankees, it's going to be health.
Yeah.
Like, if they can stay healthy, I think they can be a decent team.
You're not wrong.
No, and, I mean, still, like I said, they're capable of making a wild card. I still think it's Baltimore's to take, and we'll talk about that next week.
And Kevin is coming on next week, guys.
Cool.
Wonderful. That's going to be the big baseball preview. Yeah,
I talked to him today. He's in France right now.
Oh, oui.
Yeah, eating
cheese.
Yeah, because it's
what
France.
About, well, he's not, as long as he ain't eating snails.
So, all right. So
look, man, I only like two things from France. French fries and French kissing. Mm-hmm.
No comment from the peanut gallery on that one.
Canadians are weird.
So officially, the final news for baseball, officially spring training has begun. The regular season has begun. What am I talking about? In South Korea, the Dodgers opened up the season with a 5-3 win over the San Diego Padres. And Shohei Ohtani hits, oh my God. He hit the fucking roof.
Well, I mean, they were over in fucking Korea, and people are short over there. It's true.
Hit the roof of the stadium with a foul ball that went 119 miles an hour.
Exit velo. That's crazy.
So, have you heard about what this guy does every before what his schedule is before every game?
I'm afraid to ask.
No idea.
This dude sleeps 14 hours a day. He has a person walking that is part of the team that is his only job is to carry his mattress topper. He's got a portable mattress that he sleeps on planes that is built around his body.
Christian, have you seen his wife, what she looks like?
No.
I'm going to pull up a picture of her, and you're saying he sleeps 14 hours a day?
Yes.
I'll show you his picture of his wife, and you tell me if he's still sleeping 14 hours a day.
Yeah, he still sleeps 14 hours. Doesn't mean shit. Doesn't mean she can't do all the work.
Yeah, let me see her.
Well, I'm trying to find a good picture of her.
Find a legit picture of her.
I found a picture.
Not a Japanese photo of her, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about with that.
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
All right, I sent it in a Skype chat.
God damn, that was a terrible fucking joke.
The Skype chat, Christian.
All right, which one? Let me see.
Oh, Ryan, that was a terrible fucking joke.
I know, but it landed.
Oh, yeah, I'd go to sleep on her.
That's his wife.
I guess you would call that a mattress topper?
Mattress topper, nah, mattress toppers bounce, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, we're all over the map tonight, aren't we?
Hey, you.
It doesn't really matter.
He said, and that's his normal woman. She carries a kendo stick around with her.
Oh, Jesus.
Slaps her.
Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Oh, yeah, I cheat.
Like, no wonder he sleeps 14 hours a day. I get it.
So he slept.
He needs to get his rest if he's got that at home.
So apparently the plane ride was an 11-hour plane ride to Seoul, Korea. He slept 11 of it.
Was she on a flight with him?
Nope.
I was going to say, well, there's the other 3 hours.
Yeah, I'll be back, guys. I'm going to get a drink.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, baseball's pretty much 6 o'clock tomorrow. Yamamoto pitches part of the second game.
I hope he gets knocked around.
It's the Padres. The Padres are not that good.
Yeah, well, I still hope he gets knocked around.
And hold on. I got to say this, too. You'd rather go after Sheena than Paul Skeen's girlfriend? I'd beg to differ on that.
Paul Skeen's?
Yeah, pitcher for Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, I've seen his wife.
Oh, Ryan, have you ever heard of a girl named Liv Dunn?
No.
Yeah, go look that up now.
Yeah, Ryan, you might want to look this chick up.
She's an LSU gymnast.
Blonde, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. She makes more money than him.
That'd be great. Okay.
She actually does.
Huh?
Liv Dunn. Dunny. D-U-N-N. I believe it's D-U-N-N-E.
Dune.
Yeah, L-I-V-V-Y-D-U-N-N-E.
All right.
Oh, she's from Jersey.
Yeah, you didn't hear she's a
Jersey.
She's a Jersey girl.
She was from Jersey because she looks like a Jersey girl.
Yeah, she's hotter than Liv Morgan. She is considered one of the best gymnasts in the world. Like, out of college, she's like one of the best gymnasts in the world.
A video of Mia Lesnar doing shot put. That shit was scary.
Bro, she is terrifying.
Yeah, she's a female. She's a female version of him, and it's, oh, it's crazy. It's, I'm sorry, I look at her. I can't look at her without thinking of Lesnar. It's just creepy in so many levels.
The next big thing.
Will she go into wrestling, or do you think she will?
She's going to the Olympics.
No, but after that, do you think she goes into pro wrestling?
Probably not, because then she has to live up to him. And I'll say this. This is the one sport that a stigma actually hurts you.
Yeah. Didn't Benoit's kid try to wrestle for a while?
And there's the stigma.
Because his son looked just like him.
Yeah. By the way, he owns the trademark to Benoit. He could literally be David Benoit.
Well, that's his legit name.
Yeah.
That ain't a. That's not a wrestling name. That's his legit birth certificate name, isn't it?
Yeah, but no. Me and Ryan actually have talked about this. They've tried to not allow him to use the name Benoit.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. And he's told him to fuck off. Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Yeah, I didn't even know she was from Jersey.
Okada wins the AEW Continental title.
Oh, he beat Fat Boy Eddie Kingston?
Yeah, he won the Continental title. This was a...
Ryan's happy or sad?
I don't know. Ask him.
Cares. It's AEW.
Exactly. It's like a certain radio announcer's beard. No one gives a shit.
Oh, God, that beard today. Oh, God, I wanted to vomit.
Looks like someone blew a seal.
Ryan, let me put it to you this way. The guy had a full, he's got a full beard, like a pretty decent-sized beard, dyed blue with white streaks going through it. It looks like he jacked off a seal.
Gross.
I'm not kidding. Ronnie will attest to us. He saw the picture.
He was trying to go for blue skyline, like Empire State Building, and it didn't work.
All right, I'm back.
All right, and we're moving on anyway because we were just finishing up. Oh, crap.
Let me know when I can ask him about the football stuff.
Yeah, let's do the football stuff now, and we'll close with the NC. We'll close with the bracket.
All right, Christian, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of weeks, the Jets have made 6 signings and or trades.
Mm-hmm.
I'll name them all off. I'm going to name them all. And then I want you to comment on what do you think they're going to go with the draft after these signings and who's the first to go from the present-day team. We got Tyrone Smith, offensive tackle, Mike
mm-hmm.
Williams, wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
Morgan Moses, offensive tackle, Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, John Simpson, offensive guard, and Tyrod Taylor, a quarterback.
Well, you notice there's a common theme with a lot of these signings. What is it?
As the words of Tiki, they built that ass.
Sure. If you want to quote someone that says they're dead for someone. But,
They built the line. They built the line.
Yeah, they built that line. But, you know, there's still a lot of uncertainty, I feel, surrounding the Jets. You know, yeah, we only got a sample size of what it is Aaron Rodgers could do. But you got to realize something. He's going to be older now. He's coming into his age 40 season. And I know he's probably going to think he can still do the things he did. But in all reality, he's not going to be able to. I mean, I think there's still going to be an outside team in the AFC. They're not better than Houston. They're not better than Baltimore. They're not better than Pittsburgh. I don't think they're better than any team in the AFC North, if I'm being honest with you. They're
okay.
Not better than Kansas City. Who else? I'm trying to think. They're not better than
Miami. They're not better
than
Miami.
They're not better than Miami. You know, so, I mean, I think it's going to be an uphill battle for the Jets. But I like the fact that they're trying to get that offensive line right. But I have question marks about 2 of those signings, John.
Who you got?
The Tyron Smith deal. He can't stay healthy. And Mike Williams. Mike Williams can't stay healthy. So what I think they're going to do in a draft, if I'm the Jets, you need to go get a true number 2 wide receiver. Because I don't think that's Mike Williams at this point. He's not reliable and he's not a guy you can depend on. Be real. After Garrett Wilson, who else on that receiving corps right now scares you?
Nobody.
My point exactly. So I think they can go out and they can either get – they're either going to get Rome Odunze, and I thought he was the best wide receiver in college football this past year, not named Marvin Harrison Jr. As Ronnie, I used to rave about this kid. Right, Ronnie?
Yeah, and I've watched Marvin Harrison play live.
All right, now here's the question. Where do we pick in the draft this year's draft?
Number 10.
Will he still be there at 10?
Hell no!
Let me tell you something. This is the draft. Expect the unexpected.
No, but I think he's going to be gone by...
If you don't get Roma Dunze, you go get Malik Nabers from LSU.
No, I think you go get the beef. You go get the big boy at tight end.
Ooh, Bowers?
Yep.
If he's still there.
Kuiper's mock draft has the Jets getting him at 10.
I had one with them taking him at 10.
Is there any way the Jets could trade up to get him?
You would have Brock Bowers?
No, to get this kid that you were talking about.
Who, Roma Dunze?
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. You know, there's always teams that trade up come draft night. But, yeah, I think they need a true number two.
I mean, there's rumors right now that they're going to try to trade with Arizona next year's number two and switch the pick for the number one to try to get Harrison. That's what it would cost to get the fourth pick.
Yeah, this is the draft. You got to expect the unexpected.
So, I mean, if they get Harrison, and I think they're not done. I think I wouldn't be shocked if we see someone like an OBJ coming in to be a slot receiver just because he's on the final last year, or he's going to go to the Chiefs, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Higgins is still on the trading block, and
that's who they need to go get.
And they're looking to trade. And they're also looking to trade Adam Lazar.
That was going to be my next question. Who are some of the X factors that come training day will not be part of this New York Jets roster?
I'll say Alan Lazar, and I'll say CJ Uzoma.
If they get Bowers, then yes.
Then there's no need for
there's
Uzoma.
There's no need for him.
And
yeah,
does...
but, I mean, listen, I think coming into the year, I think it's gonna be a tough hill for the Jets to climb. Because I mean, look, they had a ton of hype surrounding them in the off season, right? And then unfortunately,
three
Aaron
plays
Harris,
in.
Yeah, Aaron.
Four plays.
ACL.
Get it right.
Shut up.
Three or four? Does it fucking even matter at this point?
You know, he unfortunately tears his ACL, and I think that's set the Jets back some. But, I mean, just looking at the AFC, like I mentioned, like the AFC is going to be stacked once again this year. I mean, Miami's still going to be there, like we said. I think Buffalo takes the division again. I think they're the best team in that division. Houston, they're only going to get better.
I think, though, that in that conference, the team that's going to have all the pressure on them this year is going to be Cleveland.
Why do you say that?
Because look at what – I mean, Baltimore does it every year. Cleveland, now you gave Deshaun Watson that whole contract.
Yeah. Honestly, I think the AFC North is going to be the most entertaining division to watch.
Oh, you're
going to
like this.
In all of football.
This is the Jets talk to today. Davion Clowney.
Okay, I like that move for the Jets that they go and get him.
It would be a one-year deal, but it looks like they talked to him today to try to bring him in.
Yeah, I would really like that move.
Dude, imagine that! Imagine that defensive line.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
disgusting.
Their defense kept them. Yeah, their defense kept them in a lot of games last year. It was the offense that struggled to.
But
really
I'm saying that
much.
front four.
Because, I think Quinnen Williams is the best interior defensive player in the National
and
Football
League. And then you spread Clowney on the other end of the tackle with McDonald and, what's the other kid's name? The kid from Cleveland that they signed 3 years ago.
Oh, Mosley?
No, CJ re-signed, though.
He did re-sign.
Defensive end. He was with Cleveland. Or no, Snuckley with Cincinnati.
The Jets?
Yeah, the Jets.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'll find it. John, Well, I mean, Jameer Johnson's another one.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I think the AFC North is going to be one of the more fun divisions in all of football to watch because it's that. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's coming back, and there's the strong possibility of them adding Justin Jefferson, right?
All right, Christian, let me ask you. Oh, sorry to cut you off. So you're in essence, what you're saying, is this team a playoff team, or is this team just a stopgap until next year?
I mean, do they have the potential to be a playoff team? Absolutely, because of who they have under center. But this is an older Aaron Rodgers now, and he's coming off a major injury. So I'm very curious to see as to how he's going to move, because that's going to be – I think that's what's going to be key for the Jets, like it is for any team in the National Football League. It's health. Got to be healthy. If you're not healthy, good things won't happen.
I think the Jets are a possible wild card team.
Yeah, I think they're a wild card team because it's not going to be easy. Because like I was saying, I think the AFC North – don't be surprised if all four teams from the AFC North are in the playoffs because –
Well,
I think the Steelers, you know, the Steelers got Russell Wilson.
Let's weld. Pittsburgh, let's weld.
Now, Christian, you got to say his name right.
Oh, see, I'm glad you got that. His name is Russell, last name Wilson.
Not even the best quarterback on that team now.
Be respectful.
Dude, Justin Fields is literally going to just replace what Mitch Trubisky did and actually be better.
Yeah.
Tomlin actually can work with Fields. I did not like Fields in Chicago for what they were going with, but him in Pittsburgh, if literally he runs the same style that he did with Trubisky and with Michael Vick, and he's going to be fine.
Yeah, but like I was saying, the AFC North, I think, is going to be the best division in all of football this year, this upcoming season, because the Steelers got who we just talked about. Russell, last name Wilson. Baltimore, you have a two-time MVP winner in Lamar Jackson. You're a game away from the Super Bowl, and you signed Derrick Henry, right? You have that defense. I think that's a hand-in-glove fit for Derrick Henry going to the Baltimore Ravens. Cleveland, will they have a healthy Deshaun Watson? You know, you're paying him all this money, and this guy's yet to finish a full season for you guys, right?
Right.
But I really like the move of them, the move that they made to acquire Jerry Jeudy from the Denver Broncos. And, you know, I just don't think he was prospering in Denver. Now Cleveland has a true number two receiver behind Amari Cooper. He's quick. I thought Jerry Jeudy was the best route runner in college football that I had seen in quite some time because he knew how to move people. He knew how to literally bring a defense in and then cut the other way. It's not what you do with the ball in your hands. It's what you do without the ball. How are you able to create and move and separate yourself in space? That's always the million-dollar question. But you know who benefits from this the most, Ronnie?
Who's that?
David Njoku, because you can't double both Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy. Someone's going to be the beneficiary of playing a lot from seeing a lot of single looks, right? And I think that's going to be David Njoku over the middle. But we all know who this offense runs through. It runs through Nick Chubb. Cleveland, I think they're going to be tough this year. They have the best defensive player in the National Football League right now in Myles Garrett.
Yep.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to be tough. Cincinnati, their key is Joe Burrow. This team goes as far as he takes them. And if he doesn't get hurt last year, I think Cincinnati wins this division again. Remember, they were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They're a game away from the Super Bowl again a couple of years back. And now last year, everything just kind of went down a drain for them due to the simple fact they were without their quarterback. And if they somehow are able to get Justin Jefferson, just watch out because the band would be back together. I'm talking about Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Justin Jefferson. Both, all three of those guys playing for that LSU team that won the national championship during the 2019 season.
So there's one thing I was going to say, too, with the Jets. We were talking about the draft. So the Jets don't have a second-round pick because that was with the Aaron Rodgers trade.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the fourth-round pick, are you going to look into a quarterback?
It's possible because...
And I'll give you a quarterback that I would like to take in the fourth round right now.
I mean, it's possible because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to be there for the long haul. You could probably get this year and maybe next year out of him. I think he retires after...
He says he wants to play for 4 years, but...
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's not happening. But
that's not happening.
There's one kid that's on here that he's considered the 20th ranked quarterback out of the quarterback class. So he's probably about fourth round. Spencer Sadler.
Spencer Rattler?
No, Sadler. Quarterback out of Ole Miss.
Okay. Okay.
See, Spencer Rattler, though, I think is going to be gone in the second round.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm looking at this. There's another guy, and you have to go out to BYU, and that's Kenan Slovis. Kenan Slovis.
Yeah, but he can't stay healthy.
No, he can't stay healthy. I mean, unless you want to go and have the balls to take Tua's brother. Because he's going to be in the draft. Like, I don't see – so I think Spencer – like, I'm looking at who's going to be around probably by the third round. And after Bo Nix, it's Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt, which is a – that's a great fucking quarterback. He's going to be – he might be gone second round. The guy I would love if the Jets could trade up to get, Jordan Travis.
That wouldn't be a bad move.
To have him
wouldn't be a
have him sit behind Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor, hold the clipboard, heal up because he still has that leg issue,
right?
And just let him sit for 2 years.
Right.
All right. Well, here's one thing, Christian. With all the moves that have been made this in just a couple of weeks, have you ever seen a free agent slash trading season? We're in now with football, with as many big names being moved as quickly as they have.
Yeah. I mean, this happens every year.
I mean, I know that, but you know what I'm saying? It's like semi, you know, like there have been some pretty big names like Justice Fields and stuff like that, all these big names moving teams.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I look back at 2020. You know, Todd Gurley at the time, he ended up signing with, I think, the Atlanta Falcons, if I'm not mistaken. Carolina released Cam Newton that year. Brady leaves New England and then signs in Tampa Bay, and the rest is history there. Phillip Rivers, he's released from the Chargers, and he signs with the Colts. The Bills, they ended up acquiring Stephon Diggs. So, yeah, but, you know, I just think a lot of the moves that happened this year, you know, you look at Saquon signing with the Eagles, Derrick Henry signing with Baltimore, Aaron Jones being released by Green Bay, only to sign with Minnesota. So I like it. You know, I always say NFL free agency gives us a little bit of madness before March Madness. Yeah, that's what I would say. But to answer your question, yeah, John, I have seen this before. I could even take it all the way back to 2012. That's when Peyton Manning signed with the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, I think your Steelers need how bad is your corners?
Moment, I don't know.
You think you could use a little Kool-Aid for your cornerbacks?
Honestly, I'm over football season.
I'm not even kidding. That's actually a kid's first name.
Kool-Aid?
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
Quarterback from Alabama, Kool-Aid. McKinstry?
You almost made me say that word on the radio.
So if you say it, it's all right. If we say it, we're in trouble.
Hey, at least his name is not Noah. I left them speechless. That or Wheelchair Jimmy got him again.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
It might be Wheelchair Jimmy.
All right, Ryan, you got to get on there and
start
about
Wheelchair
Jimmy.
Wheelchair Jimmy, he's not an ass boy. Wheelchair Jimmy got to come out there and not play.
Quit coming around if you quit giving him free fucking 50.
Oh, that Wheelchair Jimmy. I got to give him 350. At least he leaves us alone. Oh, that Wheelchair Jimmy. He's so nice.
Dear Lord.
We're all going to hell.
I already lived there.
I was going to say.
What?
What
the fuck? All right, let's move this along.
No, well, Ryan, with your Steelers, though, you got a lot of good pickups so far.
I know.
I mean, fucking good old Mr. Unlimited, good old Russ, who's apparently going to be the starter going into the season already, but then they go out and get Justin Fields to be the backup.
I'll say this. It's always good to have a strong starting quarterback, but if he goes down, you need a guy that you can turn to and rely on. And, yeah, having a good backup quarterback is just as important as having a solid starting quarterback.
I mean, Vegas already kind of adjusted it with those two quarterbacks in there. They were 100-1. Now they're 50 to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it did something. It clearly did something. All right. Time to talk bracket.
Yeah, let's go.
Christian, I need a favor from you. I need you to send me the, that, link again when we get off the air.
Yeah, I'll do it now, motherfucker. Hold on, let me send it now.
All right.
Because I'll forget. Bastard.
Hey, at least I'm telling you.
Hey, shut up.
The crapshoot that is the NCAA tournament.
Let me know if you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
We'll just go through the first round, and then we'll pretty much – we'll go through side by side. We'll go by who we think is going to, like, make it to the Elite Eight and who our Final Fours are going to be. So we'll start in the East. I'm just going to go through each one first. And then – so we got 1 versus 16 is UConn versus Stetson. Yeah, apparently Stetson's actually a college. 8-9 is FAU Northwestern. Your 5-12 is San Diego State versus UAB.
Mm-hmm.
Your 4-13 is Auburn versus Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Your 6-11 is BYU-Duquesne, and the only reason BYU is a 6 is because they can't play on Sundays.
What are they, Chick-fil-A?
They're Mormon. Yeah, that's religious reasons. They can't play on Sunday. The 3-14 is Illinois and Morehead State.
Morehead.
Listen, it's my favorite college. It's like Michael Jackson says, Brigham Young.
Hey, yo.
7:10 is Wazoo versus Drake, Wheelchair Jimmy. And 2:15.
No comment.
No, he can't say that because he'll get thrown off of Skype again.
Yeah, and I'm going to just tell you right now, if I get thrown off Skype again, I ain't calling back in.
And your 2:15 is Iowa State, San Diego State.
Okay, Iowa State is a dark horse Final Four team.
If they weren't in this bracket, I would agree with you.
Because, no, it's the way they play defense. Did you see what they did to Houston?
Yeah.
The other day?
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Upsets in this bracket, I got Yale possibly having a chance to beat Auburn.
I could see UAB beating San Diego State.
I can't. I got Northwestern beating FAU.
Oh, you are some mine.
Maybe.
You are out of skull.
UConn, I got going to the Final Four.
Yeah, I do too.
I know nothing about Wazoo, so I can't even comment on them possibly beating Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I think BYU is a heavy favorite to make it to the Elite Eight, or at least to make it to the Sweet 16. I think they can beat Illinois coming out of that, but I think my Sweet 16 is going to be UConn, San Diego State, BYU, and Iowa State. That's my second weekend.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah. What's yours? Like I said, not even your Final Four. What's your Sweet 16? Who do you got going into the second weekend?
Oh, yeah, I can let you know that. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm not. I know you have your shit. I'm not going to spoil that. Give me your Sweet 16.
I have. Let me see. Sweet 16. I have UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, Iowa State, my boys, North Carolina. I have Grand Canyon making the Sweet 16.
Hold on. Let's do each. We'll start. We'll go with the West now. Ryan, John, do you have anything to talk
about? I don't know. And I don't know enough about these teams. I don't even know who's. No, I have nothing, so you can skip past me. I have nothing.
Brian, what about you?
I got nothing at the moment, buddy.
All right. So we'll go to the West since you brought up North Carolina. North Carolina's facing Wagner at the 116.
Yeah. In the Sweet 16, I have UNC playing Grand Canyon, and then I have Baylor playing Nevada.
All right, so let me list off this real quick. 116 is North Carolina Wagner. 8-9 is Mississippi State, Michigan State. Your 5-12 is St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. Your 4-13 is Alabama Charleston. Your 6-11 is Clemson versus New Mexico. Your 3-14 is Baylor Colgate. Your 7-10 is the Dayton versus Nevada. And your 2-15 is Arizona versus Long Beach State. Big upsets. I have New Mexico making a run. I have Nevada beating Dayton, and I have Grand Canyon beating St. Mary's. I don't consider Michigan State beating Mississippi State an upset.
No, but Tom Izzo just knows how to work his magic come 20 time.
So my Sweet 16 is surprisingly, I didn't go chalk with this one. I got North Carolina, Alabama, New Mexico, and Arizona. And then I got Arizona beating New Mexico.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, wait, you know who the head coach is?
Oh.
New Mexico, Patino's kid. Rick Patino's son.
Yeah, I saw.
So that's a big reason why I have New Mexico. New Mexico was a possible Final Four from the preseason, so I like New Mexico. But I actually have Arizona making it to the Final Four, with it being Arizona versus North Carolina.
Aw, cute.
Yeah, I know. You're a Kakalaki fan. I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the South, the Dirty South. Houston 16, versus Longwood is your 116. Ha, ha, ha. Very funny, motherfuckers. Nebraska versus Texas A&M is your 8-9.
Mm-hmm.
Your 5-12, Wisconsin, James Madison. Your 4-13, Duke versus the Catamounts of Vermont. Your 6-11 is NC State, Texas Tech. Your 3-14 is Kentucky versus Oakland. Your 7-10 is Florida, and right now Colorado is in the lead while we're filming this, so by two. So
mm-hmm.
he's winner of Colorado Boise State. And Marquette versus Western Kentucky is your 2-15. Oh, where do we begin with this? Upsets, I got James Madison beating Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can see that.
My issue right now is, do I take Vermont over Duke? That's where my problem is, because right now, Duke can either get knocked out the first game or make it to the Sweet 16.
Wait, say that again?
Either Duke can get knocked out by Vermont or they can make it to the Sweet 16.
Nah, I don't think Duke makes it past the first weekend.
So then you have them losing, do you have them get it out of beating Vermont, or do you have them losing in the second round? Or do you think they'll lose in the first or second round?
Yeah, because Duke, I don't know, they're hit or miss.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm looking at this, I go, they could easily lose to Vermont if they don't show up. And they could easily lose to Wisconsin or James Madison in the second round. But then if they get to the Sweet 16,
then
they ain't beating
some problems.
They ain't beating Houston.
Yeah, but crazier things have happened. It's called madness for a reason.
Right. Then on the bottom half, I don't understand why Marquette is a 2.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Marquette, honest to God, is probably a 2 for the sole fact that they have one of their star guards is out with an oblique injury.
Yeah.
And there's no word if he's going to be back for these games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that he'll be 100%. Kentucky is all gas, no brakes. They're like 15th in offense and like 130th in defense.
Right.
Like, are they going to make a run? I don't think so. I think Kentucky gets out of the first weekend by Marquette. I think Kentucky, Marquette, I might have to go chalk on this.
Yeah.
As much as I don't want to, Houston, Duke, Kentucky, Marquette.
Oh, God.
But, again, I'm not putting Duke going past the Sweet 16. I will gladly have my bracket bust with if it gets to like the Elite Eight.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, Ronnie, I gotta be up mad early tomorrow.
All right, what's your Sweet 16 and then you can just do the last Sweet 16 and I'll go over the Midwest.
My Sweet 16 is UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, Iowa State, North Carolina, Grand Canyon, Baylor, Nevada, Houston, Wisconsin, North Carolina State, Marquette, TCU, Kansas, Oregon, Houston, yeah. TCU, Kansas, Oregon, and Tennessee.
Okay. Oh, I got to talk to you about Tennessee if they get in next week, because I really want to know why you have Tennessee. Because honest to God, that division, that Midwest bracket, 1 and 2, are heavy paper Tigers, or just paper champions, because they play good offense, but their coaching sucks. I'm sorry, Bill Self hasn't done shit.
Nah, he hasn't.
That's why I can't, I don't know. I don't trust Tennessee.
Yep. But all right, guys, I'll talk to you next week.
Right, watch out for Wheelchair Jimmy.
Man, fuck him.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Later, guys.
All right, so the Midwest bracket, and I'll close this up and we'll get out of here. Purdue Grambling is your 116. Utah State versus TCU is your 8-9. Your 5-12 is Gonzaga versus McNeese. Your 4-13 is Kansas versus Stanford. Your 6-11 is South Carolina, Oregon. Your 3-14 is Creighton versus Akron. 7-10 is Texas versus Colorado State. And your 2-15 is Tennessee versus St. Peter's. Possible upsets in this game, McNeese and Stanford on the bottom. Oregon to beat South Carolina is possible. I think Purdue gets to the Sweet 16. I think Purdue gets to the Sweet 16 with McNeese College. I think Creighton and Tennessee get on the bottom of the bracket. My final four, well, I'll just say it now. I have UConn, Arizona, Creighton, and Houston. I have Houston versus UConn, and I have UConn holding up the title again.
Okay.
That is my bracket. It's in pencil. It can change, but I got to cash it in by tonight because the brackets officially start tomorrow. The games officially begin. 12 o'clock tip.
So I guess you'll have that on your phone while you're working.
Oh, that'll just, I'll have the radio on. It'll just be playing on the radio. But, all right, final thoughts, guys. Anything you want to add? Anything you want to talk about?
I got nothing. Ryan, you got anything?
You're far away.
Okay.
You got nothing? All right, then. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our show. If you like what you heard, please follow us on all social media accounts under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at FNRonnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At StuckDocSTL.
And join us back here next week as we dive back into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck in the world of sports and sports betting. Join me on Tuesday as I come back on to do another episode with long returning Trips. Me and Chris want to talk ball, so we just started yesterday, and we've been doing, and we're going to do a show pretty much every Tuesday on top of the show here. So you're going to get double bang for your buck. We're going to talk about what's coming out of the weekend while we talk about what goes into the weekend, all on Twitch, Spotify, all that other stuff. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
I hope you find Wheelchair Jimmy somewhere hiding with a gun.
If not, we're going to send fucking Wheelchair Jimmy after your asses.
Subscribe.
We're sending Wheelchair Jimmy.
If you didn't like what you hear, tell your enemies. But until then, always remind them three things. One, Bobby Bonilla will still be getting paid. Two, Shohei Ohtani will still be getting paid. And three, there is always back to life. If you don't believe us, oh, no, sorry. There's always a teachable moment. God, I am tired. And fuck it. If you don't believe me, that's just a fact of life. Yeah.
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 Good night.
Fourth fact is the giant horse cock.